Hi everyone, this is Shane.
And this is Ernie.
And welcome to The Naked Economy. If you've listened to The Naked Economy, you might have a sort of an idea of what we do. We're profiling businesses that are doing new and interesting things. And Ernie, what's your idea of what it takes to be a part of The Naked Economy?
Yeah, I love that the two of us are talking about something, i.e. The Naked Economy, but we're still also figuring out what it is. So it's all right to put your hand up and say that you're not quite clear on what it is. But I think the longer we carry on, the clearer we're becoming on what the criteria are for businesses to be part of this classification. And I'm getting excited about businesses that are throwing out old ways of doing things, businesses that look at their industry and realize that it can be done so much better, mostly using tech, but also just using other forms of innovation or process improvement. And then simultaneously, I also like businesses that have realized that we live in a time where you're tired of the bullshit of a typical corporate. You're tired of businesses that are clearly just set up for the purpose of maximizing their own profit to the extent that they can screw you as much as possible. And so I love that people are realizing that there's value in supporting businesses which actually just do what they say they do and are actually just set up in a transparent, no bullshit manner, and that those businesses end up doing good things. I mean, they're not charities. They make profit, but they end up doing things which are clearly to the benefit of their customers and clearly to the benefit of the communities that they're part of. I get excited about those kinds of businesses.
Yeah, so if we were to summarize, we could say that point number one, a new, better way. It's got to be kind of new, out-of-the-box thinking and changing like an old, outdated way of doing something.
Yep.
Number two, it's kind of nice if they use tech, and a lot of these guys do use tech because why not? It's available to us.
Yeah.
And the other kind of important thing is that that informs, I think, what happens behind the scene is made with love. You know, it's got to come from a good place, and this kind of often informs like how you treat your staff and stuff like that.
I like that, Shane. That's cute. Made with love.
Okay.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, I've got a company I would like to pitch to you for your approval to be included in The Naked Economy.
You've been very secretive, so I'm looking forward to hearing what they do.
I remember when like Flappy Bird first came up.
Yeah.
And we were like,
because it was so easy. Like, we thought it was such an easy thing to do.
We're like, hey, full of these like dumbish games.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, our first real, like, yeah, you know, we were playing with like games and stuff, and we thought, in like our classes, we just scribble, like, you know, maybe they should do this, maybe we could do this. I was listening to the teacher. Brandon came to me and he was like, dude, I've got this idea. Because we play sports, and at Saints, where we were from, they used to have these like analyzing sessions, you know, after where you play and then they show you the thing. But everyone used to go to the coach with like a USB. And then I had to go download. Remember, he said, if this guy could just upload it to
a cloud,
to like the rugby team thing, and then, you know, to a cloud, basically.
This is Brandon and Xander. They are two young guys. They look fresh out of high school. And like a lot of kids, they got a lot of time on their hands. And they spend a lot of that time sort of dreaming up big money-making app ideas, like funny little games. And they were looking at their world and the problems they were facing in this case, it was like how to get the rugby stuff from their coach. And that seems kind of small and insignificant, but I think what was happening in the background is that they were sharpening their ability to solve problems using tech.
One day I was bored, and for some reason I just Googled things that irritate people. And then I went into, you know, Quora, which is like a forum where they talk about that stuff. And I listed a couple of things, and the last thing that someone listed was, I hate carrying around coins. And I just thought, well, coins still have value, but everyone always loses them or throws them away. But what happens if you could like accumulate them, but without keeping like the actual, you know, the physical thing? So I thought if they were like, you know, almost when you go to the shops and you pay for your card for parking or something, I thought if you could put in a card, you know, tap, and then all the coins you throw into the card, and then your value could accumulate there.
another pretty good idea. You can see they like getting better with ideas. And then, well, here's the idea that stuck.
So it basically merges like a digital meeting place for entrepreneurs and investors. Think of it almost like an online Dragon's Den, where an entrepreneur can create a profile for free, listing the industry that they're in, how much investment they're looking for, or if they're looking for mentorship, where they're based, and what stage of their business they're in. So from idea to all the way fully developed, which is what we're trying to facilitate, they can just create a profile for free. And what they'll do is the investors, on the other hand, would create a profile as well, listing their preferences. And what we'll do is pull that information across and match each other with one another.
So they describe it as Tinder for entrepreneurs and investors. And it's, yeah, like he says, it's an online Dragon's Den. It's basically a little app. You go and you start a profile with your big idea or like a little summary of what you do as a business. And you say like what you're looking for. And then investors will go through that. And, you know, if there's some common ground, you can match with an investor and you can take it from there.
Yeah, so we thought it went like an Innovate 11. Just bouncing ideas of each other. Then I said, imagine there was a platform for ads. And that's like the dumbest thing ever.
I didn't think so at all. I thought that was the smartest thing ever. So I was like, that's genius.
It's a newspaper.
And then, well.
Yeah, he interpreted it as like what it is basically. Then we literally wrote the name down before we actually knew anything about it. And then, yeah, we just went from, I started it to my dad's friend. Then he said, we thought we were going to get money from him straight away.
Yeah, we thought we didn't know anything, like at all. We thought it was going to be like, yeah, like 80 grand.
No documents at all.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably met like 20 people.
But I mean, we were lucky that the people that
we like, at the time, it had to really, really come. We met our investor, and he was like, it was actually so
true. We met in this room, actually.
Yeah, it was actually 2 weeks. It was just like, okay, so what do you guys want? We'll do it. We're keen. We're like, normally it's like, hey, I'll send you documents, I'll put you in touch. And this one was just like, super, like took 20 minutes.
I mean, we were so lucky that we could meet proper individuals that like helped us, you know, find the idea. So that when we got to the right person,
it was,
you know, the place where it should be now. But I think the main problem that we had, Brandon, was we kept on going to the wrong people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what merge is, you know, get you to the right people straight away.
Yeah, so they had this great idea and they had some access to the right people, but their proof of concept was really like their own process of trying to get their project off the ground, because as they sort of saying, they're like running around trying to find investors, and along the way they're saying like, well, if only there was an app to do this process for us.
Saying that started to become a pitch at a stage. We'd go to people and say that, you know how it starts. I mean, you go to someone and they say, okay, cool. So how'd you get here? And we'd say, yeah, we got your referral, but it doesn't have to be like this.
Yeah. You know? I mean, in the little bit of business that I've done in my life, I've found that it's not so much your idea that matters. And it turns out that the network you have access to and your personality in that meeting turns out to be such a big part of whether you do the deal. And what I don't like about that is that it, obviously the people that didn't go to the fancy schools don't get access to those meetings, but also that if you're the kind of person that has built something cool or you have a really cool idea, but you're not the kind of person that does well in that meeting, then it doesn't work. And so I like what I'm hearing in terms of, ironically, these two sound like they would be able to talk themselves through a good meeting. And so I don't think they need their own app, because I think the two of them would be able to talk a good show. But ironically, people like that are not like them would be able to get funding for a business or whatever, or get connected to the right investor.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally, the problem is about access. You know, it's like if you didn't go to the right school or whatever, you don't have access to that old boys club and the parents of the guys in the old boys club and or their bank accounts. So you just don't have access to investors and financiers and so on.
In South Africa, there's super rich and super poor. There's two levels of scales, and there's people with good ideas out there, even small businesses, but I mean, they don't know where to go. I mean,
most
people don't know where to start. They might have a good idea, even just a small business, and they just want maybe some advice, guidance, and whatnot, but they don't know where to start. So, I mean, I think merge really does fill that gap for leveling the playing field.
I think also, on two notes, I feel like it empowers the people, like what Brandon was saying. But I also feel like that's why developing, my personal opinion is that why developing nations are where they are, is because that access to networking capital is so hard to find. Whereas in, you know, well-established economies, if you'd like to start or grow a business, which is the core of an economy, which is small business growth, it's so much easier to do there because they have the access to capital, the infrastructure, and the net and the network. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to create the ability for countries, developing nations, not just South Africa, to get into a better position where their economies can grow.
So a massive problem in South Africa is obviously unemployment. The unemployment rate is 26% or something in South Africa, which is massive. What I love about Merge is that they're sort of in a roundabout kind of way kind of tackling unemployment, because there's this sort of dependence on employment to like get to the next level in your life, let's say, you know, and to move on up. But you know, having a job at minimum wage can only get you so far.
Most of the existing infrastructures in place to combat job creation is they just create more jobs. They don't create more companies to create more jobs. So they're almost like it's over, and that's where you get these like low paid workers, wage, you know, strikes and all that, because there's too many workers, not enough companies to work in.
Yeah, the other thing that I like about this is, and it's kind of cheesy, but there's only you can only say it in a cheesy way, and that's like it's kind of empowering people to live their dreams. You know, it's if you're in an industry that you hate or you studied something that you hate, stuff like this is a stepping stone into, you know, doing something that you could be passionate about, and the more people doing things that they are passionate about, the better for the human race.
Yeah, and I like that these guys are looking at the real problems that are out there, and that they're sincere in thinking about how their business or their app can help address some of those problems, and that they're realistic about the problems in our country and other similar countries, and that it's not just a toy for them anymore. It's not just an app that they're trying to see whether they can make a lot of money quickly by getting millions of users to swipe left or right. It's actually structurally something that they have in mind. They have a vision for, if this thing works out, imagine how many new companies could be created that actually create real jobs and that solve real problems.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like they are realizing the power of this idea more and more, kind of as they just try to grow the business.
Now that you have the opportunity, you should be following exactly and doing what you love, because at the end of the day, that's what people should be doing. You shouldn't be forced doing something that you don't want to do.
Yeah, it's just you're wasting time. Like, yeah.
How many times, I know a couple of mates right now, like I can say off the bat, which I won't, but I can, that are studying something and then they know they're not going to be doing that afterwards. Yeah. So many people have accounting degrees and then go into marketing or something. I mean, obviously you learn that skill sets, which adds value, but the fact is that now that there is an opportunity to get finance or to get the right network to make your dreams come true, you should do what you want to do.
I mean, my question always with when we're talking about the naked economy is, how do you make money off of it? Because we can't be profiling charities, you know. So if it feels too much like a charity, then it's not really part of the naked economy, you know. And when you kind of really understand like the potential for this app to grow is when I asked about how they're going to make money off of it. So, I mean, there are standard like in-app purchases, you know, for example, you can like boost your profile and be visible to more investors. You can buy more likes, which is just to say you can buy more like opportunities to connect with people. But some bigger ideas is, okay, they're going to sell ad space to like business kind of ads, that's all good stuff. But the exciting stuff comes in is where they use their database of entrepreneurs to solve problems for corporates. So as a big corporate, you could come in and say, we need an app to do XYZ. And then you can have like a little challenge on the platform and you can sort of invite people to pitch solutions to that. And, you know, there are a lot of companies doing like entrepreneurial drives for young businesses and stuff like that. And this becomes a tool for them to use to sort of unearth and discover like young, exciting businesses. So that kind of thing starts getting super exciting when Merge is just building a database, a network of entrepreneurs that you can tap into.
Yeah, and these big corporates can also sponsor what we call the Merge Academy.
Yeah.
So that's where, I mean, the Merge Academy is basically you go through courses, learning content.
The people around the world, everybody's realizing that entrepreneurship is vital to growth. I mean, that's the end of the story. So, and I mean, to like further emphasize that, you can see that in all the actions in big corporates today. So it's a, so for example, I mean, you've seen Standard Bank promoting What's Your Pick Next, SAP Foundation, Shivers Regal, all these companies, and there's a reason, it's all these big companies that have all this money have a required spend that they have to spend on enterprise development. Because we're in a place now where entrepreneurship is so important, the government can't facilitate everything, you know, themselves. So they're calling on private companies and private institutions to facilitate that funding, mentoring, role.
Just a quick shout out for this episode being made possible by Naked Insurance. As with all the entrepreneurs we feature on the show, Naked Insurance has found a better way to do car insurance. It's transparent, no BS, no tricks or hidden fees, just easy to use and made with love. But just as importantly, the technology it's built on allows you to do everything instantly. No need to speak to a call center. You can get a final car insurance quote in 90 seconds, and if you like it, simply accept it and enter your payment details to start cover. We will even call your old insurer to cancel on your behalf. And then, on the days that you're not driving, you press one button on the app to pause the accident portion of your cover, and you get 50% of your premium back. And because Naked is a legit business, I have to add this official stuff. Naked is an independent authorized FSP, but for extra protection and to make sure we can pay the 5 million rand when you drive into a Ferrari, we are guaranteed or underwritten by Hollard Insurance, which of course is also an authorized FSP and registered insurer. It really is super easy and quick to get a new generation of ethical, full comprehensive car insurance. I am extremely proud of it, so go give it a try. Okay, back to the story.
So Merge is new, but they're growing quickly. They've got 100 signups. And of those 100, how many would you say are entrepreneurs and how many would be investors? If you had to guess, what would the split be?
Yeah, I was probably going to start with like 98 entrepreneurs and two being investors.
You would think so. So I was like, the cynical side of me is going like, you're going to scroll through this thing and it's going to be just like people pitching like sneaker brands and, you know. But out of 100 signups, 40 of those are people looking to invest.
That's cool.
Which is, that to me was surprising, because I was thinking, well, you know, this thing kind of falls flat if it's just all ideas for businesses and nobody wanting to invest. But there seems to be interest from both sides, which I think is key, and it shows that it's working. They're growing. They're a little business. They are like, they're working on the next version of the app. So they're like getting all new dev in place. They're hiring staff. And this is like a little idea that two high school kids had in grade 11 while ignoring their teacher. And it's growing into a little business.
The whole thing is about being who you are. You don't want to make this up because you're like a company now. You have to be serious and stuff. Us. You know, yeah. I mean, those things are all crazy. Just be yourself and have a time and just enjoy
get work done.
Yeah. Get work done. But as long as it gets done, it doesn't matter how. It just happens. And that's the whole thing. Being in charge of your own stuff is what you guys should know as well. You have your own time, you can do your own thing. And that's what we want everyone else to have that opportunity as well. Because once you get a taste of it, you can't go back. You can't go back. No way.
You're a slave.
Yeah. So, and that's what also a message that we're trying to tell people. Once you're in control of your own, you know, life, it's so much better. There's so much more fun. You have no one scolding you the whole time. That's what we want everyone to be like that, because I mean, then it's just everyone's more happy, you know.
Flip, you want these guys to succeed, eh?
I know, you're like really rooting for them. I really enjoyed chatting to them. They've got, like, their hearts are in the right place. I think that it's quite a layered idea, you know. On the one hand, it's just a really simple, clever idea for an app. But because it comes from South Africa, there's a lot more at play. You know, the inequality of young entrepreneurs that grew up in Hyde Park versus a young entrepreneur that grew up in Soweto, the playing field is just not equal. And this, I feel, is going a long way to sort of making it a bit more even. So, based on our criteria, first one is a new, better way. Can we check that?
Yeah, I think they're doing that. They're saying that your support and your investment to start a business shouldn't be just based on whether you knew people growing up. I think they're ticking that box in terms of finding a better way for you to have access to funds to start a business.
Yeah. Powered by tech, of course. It's an app. It's quite a nice little app too. And they've thought it through. Is if you connect with people before you start chatting, they've got like a little NDA functionality built into it. So if I'm an entrepreneur and you're an investor and we sort of merge and like each other, then we've got to sort of sign like a virtual NDA before we can start chatting, which I thought was a nice feature.
That's cool.
So it's powered by tech and I think made with love.
Yeah, they get what it's about. They seem to sincerely want to solve a problem here.
Maybe it just started as like a novel idea, but as they sort of uncover the landscape where the app lives, I think it is being made with love as they go.
Yeah, and I would love to hear many years from now of a business that does big things in South Africa and that just solves a lot of real-world problems having started on this platform. How cool would that
be? Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah. So, Merge Connect, welcome. You are now part of the Naked Economy.
Well done, guys. Keep doing good things. Yeah, Shane, I think you did a good job there. Well done. I'm intrigued. I'm looking forward to checking out these guys' app. And I'm looking forward to investors and entrepreneurs getting on there and connecting and keep working at stuff that can solve problems in our country. I'm excited for their business to do well. And I like that their story reflects a big part of what the Naked Economy is about. And I look forward to people being inspired to do more good things.
Awesome.
Thanks again to Naked Insurance for making this episode possible. It really is super easy and quick to get a new generation of ethical, full comprehensive car insurance on your phone. No need to speak to a call center. Go give it a try. CliffCentral.com